This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What up, what up, what up? What's going on, America? And welcome to a new episode of the Dear America podcast, as Jake would say, uncensored. I do a horrible Jake impression. What am I trying to do here? Anyway, all right, so I know that we had said that we were going to have my speech from Turning Point Student Action Summit today, but because of the events of last night, we have switched that. So tomorrow, you will get my speech from the SAS event, but we have to talk about the fact that President Trump has once again proven to the American people, like he has done time and 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 time again, that he puts the American people first. So, as you know, yesterday we talked about the horrific slap in the face of every American. Even Tulsi Gabbard came out from Hawaii and talked about how horrific it was and how terrible it was, the bill that gave you, the American people, $600 in a expense bill. You're going to have to forgive me. I did not take my sinus medicine today, so if I do this a lot, I apologize. Oh, it's the winter. You guys all understand. So on top of Tulsi Gabbard, there were six senators who stood up to the peer pressure and did not vote for this bill. So we have to give credit where credit is due first. But then I want to play you not only what President Trump had to say, but then I want to play you the actual problem children in government's reaction to the president trying to get you, the American people, more money since you've been shut down due to the China virus. All right, so let's give credit where it's due. This is the list of the senators who voted against the horrendous slap in the face of the American people. You ready? Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee. Rand Paul, Kentucky. I had the honor of hanging out with Rand Paul over the weekend. Rick Scott from Florida. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Ron Johnson always sounds so much like Ron Swanson to me. You know, I'd like to have a beer with old Ron Johnson. Mike Lee of Utah, and of course, Ted Cruz of Texas. Where are you at, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina? But, you know, whatever. That's it. That's the whole list. Those are the only senators who were like, this is bull. What are we doing here? This is bull crap. We're not signing it. Because the American people deserve more. Forgive me. Sorry. It's just how it's going to be this episode. All right. So I made a video. Everybody I know made a video. And then Donald Trump comes out. And I will say this. I'm not saying that the president watches my show. But sometimes, and you're going to listen to it in this video that he made, this response video, probably one of his best speeches that I've heard. He kind of like goes through the list the same way that I went through the list. And so, you know, let me have it for myself, people. Let me have it and let me just think to myself that the president was like, dang, Graham, that was a good idea. Oh, hold on. Let me see if I do Trump. Dang, Graham, that was a good idea. I should have done. Okay. Zach is over here looking at me like you're an idiot. All right. But I want to play the whole clip. I want you to hear word for word what the president has to say. And then I'm going to play you Amy Klobuchar, or Klobacher, as I like to call her, response to it. And then after that, we're going to turn this into a fun little Christmas episode because, Christmas is literally 2 days away. And so we're going to go through the top 25 IMDb Christmas videos of all time and if I agree with it or not. So, but before I play the Trump clip, we got to get into a sponsor. All right, so first of all, we have We the People holsters. The pending results of the election will no doubt cause a spike in gun sales. If you are making a firearms purchase because you're worried about the future of the Second Amendment, I want you to be safe, responsible, and carry with a We the People holster. Starting at just $40, We the People holsters are custom designed to fit your firearm perfectly and made right here in the USA. They have thousands of options to choose from, plus an amazing selection of printed holsters. Their proprietary clip design allows you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and securely at all times. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham to get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code GRAHAM. This makes for a great gift and satisfaction is guaranteed. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a total refund. That's wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. All right, we're back. And ladies and gentlemen, in a random, miraculous Christmas miracle of events, Noah has decided to come into the studio today. So
it's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. So anyway, along with Christmas miracles, let's play the video of our president, Donald Trump, and his thoughts and comments about this stimulus heaping pile of garbage.
Agenda and influence the election. Then a few months ago, Congress started negotiations on a new package to get urgently needed help
package
to the American people. It's taken forever.
True.
However, the bill they are now planning to send back to my desk is much different than anticipated. It really is a disgrace. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages in this bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity, it's called the COVID Relief Bill. But it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost
exclusively
Russian military equipment. $25 million for democracy and gender programs.
Ooh, I talked about the gender programs.
$505 million to Belize, Costa Rica,
we did
El
that
Salvador,
one.
Costa Rica,
Guatemala,
baby.
Costa Rica.
Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama.
Nicaragua.
$40 million for the Kennedy Center.
All right, we'll skip a little bit here.
The Americans are given. Despite all of this wasteful spending and much more, the $900 billion package provides hardworking taxpayers with only $600 each in relief payments. And not enough money is given to small businesses, and in particular restaurants, whose owners have suffered so grievously.
True.
They were only given a deduction for others to use in business.
Whoa.
Their restaurant for
I
2 years.
I didn't know that.
This 2-year period must be withdrawn, which
all
will
right,
allow the owners to obtain financing and get their restaurants back in condition. Congress can terminate it at a much later date, but 2 years is not acceptable. It's not enough. Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests.
True, because they're compromised.
Sending the bare minimum to the American people.
Because they hate
need it. It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to say,
wow. Wow.
It's telling.
So it's almost like President Trump actually cares about America as opposed to other countries getting America's taxpayers' money. And again, now, just so we're very clear, the last stimulus package was in April. We've been shut down since pretty much end of February.
Yeah.
We're getting close to a year. A year being shut down. Anyway, $2,000 for a person, that's not going to last you very long.
No.
All right, it's just not. Like, and especially if you're behind on everything. But it's a lot better than $600. And then $1,200, the president did go to say there were provisions in there that allowed illegal immigrants to get $1,800, which was even more than like a couple was allotted.
this is the saddest part about people hating on Donald Trump, because like this is Republican and Democrat corruption right here. Like, I guarantee you Republicans put in a bunch of funding to a random country. Like, there was Republicans who sold out their votes to lobbyists and special interests, and that's where COVID stimulus is going. But Donald Trump doesn't see that. He doesn't see party lines. He's gotten all the corruption. He got the whole swamp. He just wants money for the American people, like not for all these random countries that he's trying to outsource to.
Yeah, no. And you know, I'm not going to re-go over everything that I said in the last episode, which was quite lengthy and quite wordy. But I do want to play... you, the American people, what the actual Congress thinks about President Trump's veto. All right. So, and I'm just going to play this in its entirety, and then we're going to discuss it, because this is the truth. Here we go. This is Amy Klobuchar.
He's going to veto it. There is some nuance to it, with him saying that he wants a larger size payment to the American people, which is something that Democrats argued for at every step of the process. And now House Democrats say, okay, well, if that's what he wants, we'll provide him with that. I wonder just what you make of this very last minute scramble of what we thought was going to proceed here with this relief bill.
I kept thinking tonight, well, these pardons are an attack on our very democracy. This is an attack on every American. People who are struggling to get by right now, out of work, whose unemployment is going to basically end the day after Christmas if this doesn't pass. People who are out of work, people who need the help. The vaccine distribution, Rachel, is in this $30 billion. These vaccines are not going to just parachute into a small town in the middle of Minnesota. We need the help for the states to get the vaccines out.
This chick
and he is literally
high.
Undermining our entire effort on testing and vaccine distribution. This was a hard-fought negotiation. Of course, you're right. Democrats were pushing for more funds.
Oh, you're
for
a liar.
Individual payments. But
you're
in
a liar.
End, this
okay,
was a
she's a liar. She is a liar. All right. First of all, she calls and I can't take it. I can't take it. All right. She's a liar. So, and this is how she's a liar. I got into a Twitter battle with Nancy Pelosi last night because Nancy Pelosi retweets the president's video, and she says Republicans repeatedly refused to say what amount the president wanted for direct checks. At last, the president has agreed to $2,000. Democrats are ready to bring this to the floor this week by unanimous consent. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what this means? This means that for the past several months, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the House and in the Senate, for that matter, have been playing games with your livelihoods. That's what this means. Okay? Chick, you're the Speaker of the House. You can't call the president and find out, hey, Mr. President, just give me a ballpark figure of what you're thinking about this stimulus thing.
Yeah, she's just gonna like, if he said okay, $2,000 flat rate, then they're gonna be like, okay, bet $2,000, and then we'll also do all this weird like country funding programs on the side. So like, I mean,
they lowballed it on purpose. They lowballed it on purpose to stall and play games so they can hold things over. So what they're going to do is they're going to come back to the table and they're like, all right, we'll give you $2,000 for the American people, but we're keeping this in here and we're doing this here. We're doing this here. They're playing games. These are all lies. These are all lies. The president, this Klobuchar or Klobacher, I think Klobuchar is such a cooler way to say her name.
She's not a very cool person.
I know, so she needs help. So Klobuchar is sitting there talking about, you know, Americans are struggling and this and that and this and that, and they need this money. Chick, you were going to give them $600, maybe, if they qualified for it. Shut up. God, people make me so mad. Do you see, ladies and gentlemen, that there is one side that's actually fighting for you? Donald Trump. That's it. That's it. Literally, that is it. Literally. And the six senators that I told that I called out earlier, that's it. Lindsey Graham, you didn't vote. You didn't vote against it. You're on my list right now, buddy. You think $600 is good enough for the American people? We got problems, yo.
That sucks.
What about Tim Scott? Where the crap is he at?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Anyway.
That's the D.C. That's D.C. for you, though.
Different,
that's the swamp.
Different conversation for a different day. Anyway, at the end of the day, it goes like this. Trump just told Congress to get your butt back to work. That's what he said. And, you know, Congress thought they were going to vote on this bill, and then they were going to go home and have the holidays off. Trump pretty much just said, guess what? You ain't got the holidays off. Guess what you get to go do?
Yeah.
You get to go back to the floor. You get to go back and try it again. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You get a third in playing Monopoly, what they were going
to
give you.
I mean, how many Americans would do anything to work during Christmas?
Well,
they would kill to work so they could bring stuff home on the plate for their kids.
And that's the biggest problem. Okay. Congress can take off and they cannot go to work and still get paid.
Yep.
Whereas most Americans would probably say, no, keep your $2,000 or keep even your $4,000. You can dang sure keep your $600.
Yeah.
Just let us go to work. But, you know. Anyway, so Merry Christmas to Americans. Donald Trump is still trying to fight for you, even though a lot of people have turned their back on him. But
it's weak.
This is supposed to be a fun episode, so we're going to have some fun. But before we do that, we got to get into a sponsor. Brickhouse Nutrition. People wonder why America was hit so hard by the pandemic, and the answer is simple. We're out of shape, eat garbage, and stare at our cell phones all day. So what did you expect? In the very least, you have eaten well, but it isn't always easy. That's why I recommend you take Field of Greens every single day. Field of Greens is packed with 18 clinically researched essential fruits and vegetables, plus green tea, ginger, and beets. It's like having a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables in a jar. Field of Greens can support heart health, a healthy immune system, metabolism, blood pressure, and digestion, plus it's pre- and probiotic. Field of Greens is good for everyone, old, young, even the athletes. Just put one scoop in a glass of water, stir, and you're done. Drink it while you're making your coffee. It takes 2 seconds, and you will feel the difference. Go to BrickHouseGraham.com. Fans of this show save 15% with the promo code Graham. Also available in Wildberry, just scroll to the bottom of the page. So go to BrickHouseGraham.com, BrickHouseGraham.com, promo code Graham. All right, so it is Christmas time. So I figured that we would have a little fun today. So what I have done, I have not pre-looked at this list. Okay? I have not pre-looked at the Christmas list. All right? This is the IMDb Rotten Tomatoes list of the best Christmas movies of all time. So we're going to go through this list, and we're going to see if we agree with this or not.
I feel like there's going to be some fake news on this.
I feel like we get really, really pissed off. Okay, first of all, first and foremost, let's get the taboo things out of the way. Noah, yes or no, Die Hard, Christmas movie?
Yes.
Yes, I agree. Batman Returns, Christmas movie?
No.
What?
Christmas-themed.
Christmas-themed? What is the difference between Christmas-themed and Christmas movie?
There's several movies that do a little blip, like, during Christmas time, like, to make it a Christmas movie, but I don't think that makes them, like, a Christmas
movie. Well, then Die Hard is a Christmas-themed movie.
No, but Die Hard is legendary, so it can...
It has to achieve a certain amount of status.
No, it's reached, like, a tradition, like... You know, like, it's reached a certain level of tradition where people are like, okay, now we watch Die Hard because it's Christmas time. So, like, I think once it gets to that sass, but no one says, hey, let's watch Batman because it's Christmas time. I think The Godfather is the same way. Godfather 1.
But Batman, they literally like say Merry Christmas and all this stuff in the movie and everything.
Well, no.
Okay, I'm going with Batman's a Christmas movie. Batman Returns is a Christmas movie. All right. All right, so we're going in order. So I'm guessing they have these from from least popular to greatest. I'm assuming that's what we do. Yes, okay.
Oh, beautiful.
All right, so number one at 60% Rotten Tomatoes, Miracle on 34th Street, the 1994 edition.
Yeah, I can imagine that being pretty rough.
With the chick, Mara Wilson. The 1947 holiday classic, Miracle on 34th Street, is transplanted to the 1990s with a few changes in this family-oriented remake. I was never a fan of Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, it seemed a little boring for me.
Yeah, I don't like the super sappy little things there. So write us at graham@dearamerica.com and let us know what you think.
Yeah, we just offended a bunch of
people. I've just never been a big fan of Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
It's basically a girl that doesn't believe in Santa. And then at the end of it, she believes in Santa.
Okay, so Polar Express, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. It can be said it's like a thing on religion, too. Anyway, all right. Anyway, okay, so next, at 60% as well, The Preacher's Wife, 1996.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
You hadn't seen The Preacher's Wife? Mm. Denzel? You ain't seen Denzel and The Preacher's Wife?
I don't think so.
Let me see.
Hold on.
Lord. It's got freaking Whitney Houston?
No.
Before she started doing crack and died in a bathtub? What?
Is she the angel?
I'm not making fun of her. No, she's not.
Denzel is the angel.
Denzel is the angel, okay? And he goes to help this struggling preacher who's also kind of like struggling in his marriage a little bit. And then there's even this weird part like where Denzel, the angel, like gets a thing for Whitney Houston and almost like tries to make a move almost. Anyway, like as a kid, I didn't pick that up. But as an adult, I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, it's Denzel.
This dude is trying to move in on this guy's wife here.
It's Denzel. I mean, what do you do when you
have... All right, moving on. 60%. All right, so the next is also 60%. I'm going to jump right over this. This is The Grinch 2008, the cartoon edition. Not the original cartoon, like the computer animated version. It had Benedict Cumberbatch was the voice.
Okay, wait, what? It was not 2008.
2018.
Oh, 2018. I thought you said 2008.
No, 2018.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad. I watched it the other night.
I was not a fan. I was not a fan of it.
Than Jim Carrey.
What did you just say? What did you just say?
Dude, those are freaky. I don't like those.
All right. We're going to see. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Do not stop listening to the show for what Noah just said, okay? I guarantee you it's up high on the list here.
I
guarantee it. All right. We're moving on.
Okay.
Jeez almighty. You just cancel. Okay. Up next at 67% is The Christmas Chronicles. Now, I have not seen this movie.
Oh, is that with
Kurt Russell?
Yes. I've heard it's great.
Is it? I have not seen this movie. So maybe we need to watch it before the holidays.
We can do a movie review.
Because right next to it at 71% is The Christmas Chronicles 2 that just came out this year.
Yeah, it's Goldie Hawn too. Were they married?
They are married.
They are.
Yeah, they've been married for a long time.
That's right.
I've missed out on something here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Viewers seeking a fresh holiday viewing option what is it about? Synopsis. A holiday adventure from producer blah 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 blah. That's not a synopsis. What are you doing me here?
The story of sister and brother Kate and Teddy Pierce, whose Christmas Eve plan to catch Santa Claus on camera turns into an unexpected journey that most kids could only dream about.
Interesting.
Mm.
Okay. All right. I haven't seen those two. So I'll try it.
It drives like a Ram.
I'll try it here.
A Ram, like a Dodge Charger or something.
Anyway. Okay. All right. This list goes on for a little while. So stick with us. We're going to go through our little things here. I just figured out that this is actually not in order because the one after this. So right now, the lead is Christmas Chronicles 2 at 71%. All right, so we're going to see what IMDb considers the greatest Christmas movie of all time. I know what I think. We're going to see if it works out. But before we finish this list, we got to get into a sponsor. So here's another way 2020 has thrown us for a loop. The holidays. Lots of go-to gifts are non-starters this year. After everything that's happened this year, I want to get everyone on my list a gift that will actually make them go, hey, thanks, I needed this. I'm actually going to use this. My biggest gift idea, Raycon wireless earbuds. I'm not a big headphones kind of guy. This isn't Dr. Dre kind of stuff. I like the earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right out of the box and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium bands, except Raycon starts at half the price. And best of all, this is something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Raycon's being generous for the holidays, unlike Congress. So on top of their everyday great prices, they're offering my listeners 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/Graham today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Graham. buyraycon.com/Graham.
Do it.
All right, so this next one, I'm going to go over it really quick because, ladies, I'm sorry. I know a lot of ladies love this movie. At 64% Love Actually. Ugh. Ugh. No, I'm over it. But what's even funnier is at 66% Krampus.
Really?
The horror movie about a bad Santa. It's actually, Krampus is gory good fun for fans of non-traditional holiday horror with a fondness for Joe Dante's B-movie classics, even if it doesn't have quite the savage bite as its concept calls for. I actually did watch Krampus. It wasn't bad. Okay, now see this right here. This right here is where we're fixing to really start having a riot on our hands.
Deteriorating.
Okay, we're deteriorating. So you got the Christmas Chronicles 2 is so far in the lead at 71%. But these mofos got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation at 68%? This is Rotten Tomatoes IMDb right here.
Wait, so what is the rank of it?
It's got 68%, like for the... for the viewership, like approval rating. What? Right.
I might make even, it. Even you can't Noah, see me, but I'm making Noah's faces. Like
short-circuiting here. Okay, all right. I'm going to list my top three right now. So my top three is number one, Christmas Story is number one. Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two is Christmas Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three for me is Scrooged.
Interesting. That's a...
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray. It's like Christmas Carol remake.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Okay. All right. So, wow. 68%.
That's blasphemy. I'm sorry.
And 68%, Harold and Kumar, a very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
No, boo. Those are just.
Now, see, this is the bull crap that I'm talking about right here. Okay. First of all, and I do mean first of all, nobody gets 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Nobody.
Yeah.
Except for Mickey's Christmas Carol.
No! God, please, no!
Exactly!
Zach's on it,
Are
baby.
Are you kidding me, man? So you're telling me that a 22-minute cartoon in 1983 that's Mickey Mouse gets 100%, but Christmas Vacation gets Fake 68%? News. This is garbage.
Hold up. That's Wait right. a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. All right. So The Night Before, I haven't seen that one. That was
Is that
Seth Rogen.
So good.
Gordon Levitt.
Graham, that you would love.
It's debaucherous, right? Like, it's horrible.
It's pretty like it's adult.
Yeah,
eyes only, it's but adult. Like it's one of my favorites of all time.
See, this is so they've got Home Alone the original at 66%.
What in the world?
Rotten Tomatoes. What in the world? Frosty the Snowman, the 1969 cartoon at 73%. Scrooged. Okay, all right. Scrooge, 1988, 71%.
Okay.
That you know.
Are we in their top 10 right now?
I'll give you. I don't know. Because okay. So apparently at 72%, you start getting it like the certified fresh. So the first one, and now the leader at 72% Rotten Tomatoes. You ready for it?
Interesting.
Any guesses?
Me, but the new, I can see
the
it,
new so. Leader. The new leader is the Santa Claus.
Yeah, with Tim Allen.
Yeah, 72%. I love the Santa Claus. Now I do like the Santa Claus.
Yeah, but when Martin Short got in it.
No, yeah, no, no. They lost it. They lost it after that. Let's see here. No. Okay. And just like that, the leaderboard has changed again. 76% is The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Awful.
It's a horrible freaking movie.
That is so bad.
It is horrific.
What are we doing?
Whoa, wait a minute.
Now. I don't want to live in a world that Christmas Vacation is lower ranked than The Muppets Christmas.
Okay.
That's satanic.
So this is interesting. Now, guys, I'm pulling this straight from Rotten Tomatoes. The new leader at 83%.
Big jump.
A Christmas Horror Story 2015.
What is that even? What is that?
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on. Let me click on it and read about it. Okay, all right. A Christmas Horror Story. What is it about? Not even Santa Claus is saved from the evil that descends on Bailey Downs, a small town that is suddenly plagued by a malevolent spirit, zombies, elves, and Krampus, the anti-Santa Claus.
It's William Shatner.
Santa Claus has got to, like, freaking go and, like, I guess fight all these people.
What in the world? A gift of holiday cheer and insane bloody violence?
It literally says 83% for, okay, a Christmas horror. Just, sure, why not at this point?
Their catchphrase is, you better watch
out. You better watch out. Okay, all right.
That's an instant classic.
Oh, my gosh. Lies. Okay, all right.
And William Shatner's the main character.
Oh,
that's the most important part.
Okay, so here you go. Here's another one like we were talking about. At 80%, while you were sleeping.
No.
You don't consider that a Christmas movie?
It sounds really creepy. A hopelessly romantic Chicago Transit.
Yeah, you've never seen While You Were Sleeping.
No.
Okay, While You Were Sleeping is basically like this dude, I think, gets hurt and in a coma and wakes up, and his fiance is supposed to meet his family or something. I may be butchering this.
Yeah, Bill Pullman and Sandra Bullock.
And so Sandra Bullock like poses as the fiance, and he doesn't remember that's not his fiance or something, and it's during the holidays. All right, 79% in 2003, Bad Santa.
Okay. I that's got like a cult following.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. Okay. Well, I'm facing to just slap it to you right here. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, in 2017, I have not seen this yet. At 79%, The Man Who Invented Christmas. So I guess this is about Charles Dickens, I guess. I guess
the man who invented
it looks like yes, okay, adds holiday magic to the writing of A Christmas Carol. So it must be about Charles Dickens, right? Isn't that who wrote A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, okay. It still looks dumb.
All right. Well, okay, and are you ready, Noah?
No,
are you ready?
I'm not.
At 80%, 1992, Batman Returns.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, certified fresh Rotten Tomatoes Batman Returns. All right, let's see.
Michael Keaton.
Okay, all right, here you go. All right, the new leader at 84%. Any guesses? New leader.
Elf. I'm taking Elf.
Oh, for Elf. He got it right. It's Elf.
And I wasn't even looking. Elf.
Yeah,
Elf. It's so quality. I watched it the other day. It's so funny.
Instant classic.
Instant.
Elf. It was an instant classic. My kids, I probably watch it 3 or 4 times every holiday. Sometimes it comes on TV, and I'll just watch it just because. It's really good. Okay. Ooh, but edging it out at 85%.
I'm going to disagree with this.
Any guesses? It's not what you would think. Any guesses? Happens during Christmas time.
Is it like the Rudolph claymation? Because that was a good one.
No.
And some of Elf was based off of it.
No. That's a legit Christmas movie. This is during Christmas time. 1984. Any guesses? 1984 at 85%. Gremlins is now the leader of this thing here. Man, people in this, ladies, if you could see the people in this room, they are so flabbergasted by this right list. Now, I'm like, oh, man. Oh, and at 89%. Yet another horror movie at Christmas.
No one does that.
Listen, and it takes the catchphrase from A Christmas Horror Story at 89% on this list of Christmas movies you need to see. Better watch out.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch horror movies during Christmas
watch out. Now,
I'm going to fight you.
Now, I have seen Black Christmas.
I don't even know what that is.
The horror movie Black Christmas?
You don't feel cheer from horror movies. And that's
And just as I suspected, at 89%, A Christmas Story.
Oh, okay. There it is. Where's Madea's Christmas? I haven't seen that one yet.
There's a Madea's Christmas. Oh, there is a Madea's
Christmas. Yeah, with Larry the Cable Guy. Larry, if you're listening. You're my hero.
I forgot about this one. Ooh, this is a good one. Now, topping mine, Christmas Story at 90%. Any guesses? Came out in 1990. It's not what you think.
Is it animated?
I'll give you a hint. Directed by the same guy who directed Batman Returns.
Yeah, it's the guy. It's the creepy guy. He does all the creepy stuff. He was married to the Bellatrix from Harry Potter.
Nope.
It's Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's the same director, yes, but that's not the movie.
Oh.
At 90%.
And so the
same director of both those movies that we just talked about.
Yeah, I don't even.
Edward Scissorhands at 90%. Johnny Depp, Tim Burton directed.
Disgusting.
Oh, man. Okay.
Is it like we're like in the goth? Like,
dude, Edward Scissorhands is a great movie, man.
Yeah, but like, I mean, we're talking about killing people.
He kills one dude that deserved it, okay? Let's just be honest. The guy deserved it.
All I'm saying is we're supposed to be spreading holiday cheer, and IMDb's talking about killing people.
but they redeemed themselves here at 92%. You've got Arthur Christmas, the animated thing.
Like Arthur the artwork?
No, like Arthur Christmas. It's like a children's thing. But anyway, at 94%, the new lead at 94%. Get the applause ready. Die Hard.
Okay. Rightfully so.
Die Hard at 94%. Let's see if I can find anything else. Oh, and just like that, it gets beat. 95%.
I don't know where this is going.
Are you ready? Okay, you've already said it. 94% or 95%. You've already said it.
A Nightmare
Before Christmas.
But that's still not 95%.
Okay, ooh, at 100%, this I actually do agree with.
100?
The original 1967 How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, that was, it's so good.
Yeah, it's like so 30 good. Minutes, but man, you just can't beat it. All right, so at 96%, the original Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, I'll take it.
Wow. I will stand corrected, man. I guess you're right. People agree with you more than me.
Me?
You know what I don't see is
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
That's what I was my go-to.
I'm looking for it. I don't see It's a Wonderful Life. I also don't see the Jim Carrey version of.
Well, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that one.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Home Alone. Yeah.
Here it is. A Wonderful Life at 94%. So out of all of these, the one that sticks out the most is the cartoon version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas at 100%.
Okay.
I agree with that. You know why? Because the Grinch is the ultimate Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And
Redemption.
Well, okay. The Grinch, here's why I still stick with A Christmas Story is the best overall Christmas movie. The Grinch is about what the Christmas spirit is supposed to represent, right?
Yes.
Like that's the whole like underlying principle of the Grinch,
yeah,
is that no matter who it is, anyone can change and everybody can be together for Christmas and yeah, you know that blah blah blah.
Not this year.
Well, not this year. COVID. Anyway, Scrooged is a Christmas Carol. I mean that's kind of Christmas Carol is redemption, living yeah, life to the fullest. The reason I like A Christmas Story is because there is not a single thing magical about The Christmas Story at all. It is literally a 2-week overview of this kid's life leading up to Christmas. And it is the most realistic, real-life thing that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And that's why I relate to it. I mean, he gets in a fight halfway through it. His dad gets in a fight with a furnace and cusses and stuff.
Yeah.
His mom and his dad get in a fight over this horrific lamp or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
He has to wear this horrific bunny costume that his weird aunt with cats send him. that we all have one. We all have that weird aunt that sends us weird stuff. That's why I like it. Dogs break in and eat all the Christmas dinner stuff, and then they got to go to this Chinese restaurant and have things. I mean, it's real life yeah, stuff, and that's why Christmas Story.
What's funny is like
hands down the greatest Christmas movie ever made.
People watch it and they're like the uppity hotty totty people watch it and they'll be like, "Oh, that's so funny how this is happening to people." And then like the real world people are like, "No, this is Christmas."
No, that was my Christmas. Yeah, yeah. No, like, seriously,
like this happened to me.
So, real fun fact before we end this episode out: did you know that Ralphie, the main character of Christmas Story,
I know where this is going,
is in Elf.
Yeah, he's one of the lead elf.
Yes, he's the lead elf, and that basically fires Buddy.
Yeah, he's the one that fires. Yeah.
So random little fun fact for you guys there. All right, so that was our Christmas list, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there it is.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Dear America podcast. It is slightly different, but you know what? It is Christmas time. Tomorrow,
'tis the season,
we have a special extra episode. A lot of people wanted to hear my speech from SAS, so we're going to let you guys hear that tomorrow. But that's all we got for this episode. Noah, I hope you have a great Christmas.
Yes, I will.
And we hope you guys have a great Christmas. We'll see you again.
Definitely.
Next time.
See ya.